Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Road Safety Authority says Saturday and Sunday nights remain high-risk times for crashes. Donegal is one of the counties with the highest number of fatalities in the country so far this year. Guardian Emergency Services attended the scene of a two-car crash on the N13 at Manesbert this afternoon. Two people brought to hospital for treatment for injuries. Donegal TD Piers Doherty again calls for increases on excise duties to be frozen until at least October in light of comments today from the US President Donald Trump declaring the ceasefire with Iran to be over. And the number of people on the live register in Donegal has fallen. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15. But we begin with the Road Safety Authority. And it says Saturday and Sunday nights remain high-risk time for crashes. 93 people have been killed on Irish roads so far this year. Counties Dublin, Donegal, Cork and Louth recorded the highest number of fatalities so far in 2026. Representatives from the RSA told the Euroclus Transport Committee today the increasing number of deaths is due to a rising population and more cars on the roads. Interim Chief Executive Officer Alison Coleman says men and younger drivers are at higher risk of being killed in a crash.
3/4 of all road deaths this year were male. Close to a third were aged 25 years or under. Young drivers continue to be a particularly high risk group. 4 in 10 fatalities this year occurred on Saturday and Sunday. Almost 2/3 of these road users were aged 35 or less. Almost half of all weekend fatalities occurred between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. 34 of these fatalities were drivers, 12 were passengers. Almost half of those who died on our roads this year were vulnerable road users, including 21 pedestrians, 9 motorcyclists, 7 cyclists and 2 e-scooters users. Of particular concern, 10 of those vulnerable road users lost their lives on urban roads with a speed limit of 30 kilometres or less.
Guardian Emergency Services attended the scene of a two-car collision on the N13 at Manesbert this afternoon. It happened at around 3:15 this afternoon. Two people were brought by ambulance to hospital for assessment. Donegal TD Piers Doherty has again called for increases on excise duties on fuel to be frozen until at least October in light of comments today from US President Donald Trump declaring the ceasefire with Iran over. Deputy Doherty was speaking as the Dáil debates proposed amendments to the finance bill. In particular, Deputy Doherty told the Dáil the phasing out of the government's fuel supports from September onwards will see the price of diesel eventually increase by 32 cent and petrol by 27 cent. That, he said, will happen at a time when people are under most pressure, and that needs to be stalled until the situation can be properly reviewed, particularly as oil prices will rise again.
Minister, if we needed a reminder in relation to just how volatile, how fragile and how utterly unpredictable the situation in the Gulf remains, it is today, because we've been handed that stark reminder with the news that Donald Trump has declared the ceasefire deal with Iran over and has launched fresh attacks. Everyone in this chamber, everyone across the country, hopes against hope that some semblance of a ceasefire can be maintained. But let's be honest with ourselves. Hope isn't a strategy. Hope is what you relied on when you have no control. That constant looming threat of conflict is a direct and a risk to energy prices rising up again. And we see the price of a barrel of oil has risen sharply in the last number of hours. And think about what that actually means to people in real life out there. People in my constituency of Donegal, people in Mayo and people in other rural communities right across the state who have no choice, no public transport, no alternatives but to get in their car, to go to work, to drop their kids off to school or to visit that neighbour or elderly relative. And as if that wasn't good enough, you're not just hitting them with increases on petrol and diesel, you're also now going to hit them on top of that with an increase in home heating oil, an increase in natural gas, an increase on a basic bag of coal also. And when does that kick in? It kicks in October, right when the days are getting shorter, right when the nights are getting colder, and right when families are forced to turn on the heating back on.
And that was Deputy Piers Doherty speaking in the Dáil within the past hour. Well, as Deputy Doherty alluded to, the US President has threatened to hit Iran hard again tonight. It's after both countries traded renewed strikes overnight. Oil prices have risen sharply and stock markets fallen due to the latest escalation in the conflict. Donald Trump says at the moment they're not attacking at the highest level. However, he warned future attacks could target critical infrastructure.
their electric plants, where they make their electricity there. We will, if we have to, we'll take them out. I don't want to do that, but if we have to, we'll take them out. They have desalinization plants. We'll take them out if we have to. I hate to do that. That's probably the one I would like not to do least. We attacked Carg Island last night. We knocked out a piece. I said, don't touch the oil.
There were year-on-year falls in the numbers signing on the loud register in all but two of Donegal's social welfare offices in June. The total number of people on the register across the county fell by 3% to 7,405. Katie Gillen has been looking at the figures.
The sharpest monthly falls were recorded in Donegal and Killybegs, where the live register dropped by 9.6%, leaving 441 and 391 people signing on respectively. Ballybuffet recorded a 7.9% decrease with 910 people on the register. Dunloe saw a 4.8% fall to 773, while Ballyshannon and Dunfanaghy recorded decreases of 4 and 3.3% respectively. The only increases compared with June 2025 were in Letterkenny, where the register rose by one person to 2,185, and Buncrana, where it increased by 1.7% from 1,411 to 1,436.
A Donegal TD says Donegal County Council plans to carry out temporary remediation on some of the worst affected defective concrete social homes in the county, but that plan will achieve no more than put a sticking plaster that might extend the life of a building for a year or two. The council is seeking tenders for the carrying out of the temporary repairs at a select number of council-owned homes. However, 100% Redress Deputy Charles Ward told today's Greg Hughes show these homes are already in a very serious state of disrepair and are putting serious strains on residents' physical and mental health. He says 3 years ago, the state promised a remediation scheme was imminent, but that still hasn't materialised. In the meantime, Deputy Ward told Greg Hughes, people continue to suffer.
The council have been put into this position by failed government policy. The right thing to do is introduce this scheme. They've been saying it's imminent, but we've been waiting 3 years. At the end of the day, this is people's lives that are put on hold. They're living in squalor and damp. Rats, mice, you name it. I've seen it all in these houses. And the fact of the matter is these people are in here paying rent and raising families. And it's not right.
I'm not an engineer, but you know, that damp and that wetness is within the building and blocking it off and sealing it off. I don't see how it's in the short term going to alleviate many of the problems that you talk of.
At the moment, what's happening is you've got gaping holes, cracks, rats and mice are going into them. They're infesting the house. They're causing major contamination of water tanks and attics and stuff like this.
So it's dire.
But what you're doing is you're just patching it up and it's just allowing it. So you've got, for example, if you've got estates within Buncrana, this will give them a year or two. But the rest of the structure of the building is still failing and it will still fail. We've seen outer leaf remediation patch-up jobs before. We've seen them up in Remelton there. And it's only a matter of time before that has to go. It's a complete waste of money. The council know that. They're going to have to put people into hotels and accommodate them in the long run. And this is what we don't want to do. We want to try and come up with a solution for this crisis.
And that was Deputy Charles Ward speaking there to Greg Hughes. EirGrid has received regulatory approval for an €18.9 billion investment programme to upgrade Ireland's electricity grid up to 2030. The grid operator says it's identified 29 major projects as part of the strategy, including its Powering Up the Northwest programme. That will include two new 220 kilovolt transmission circuits across Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and Roscommon. The Taoiseach is accusing the Social Democrats of feigned outrage when it comes to special needs education. It comes as a portal for parents to apply for special education classes was launched this week. TD Holly Kearns says given many parents get support from teachers to access the portal, launching it during the summer doesn't make sense. Well, Taoiseach Micheál Martin rejected that. He also rejected her further assertion that the government is taking no proper action toward expanding special education.
There are thousands of additional places were secured last year. I mean, where...
Can you answer...
Sorry, Seb, I am answering your question, but you're making false assertions. You are. Yes, you are. And you keep sort of with your feigned horror and all the rest of it. And it is a feigned
please,
kind of presentation.
Please, allow the answer, allow the answer without interruption.
We're all involved with parents.
Deputies, you weren't interrupted.
In special education. We know about it. Okay? You're not the only person that knows about special education, Deputy. We all know about it.
Meanwhile, Junior Minister Charlie McConlogue is advising parents in Donegal seeking special classes or special school places for the 2027-2028 school year to engage with the NCSE Parents Notify online portal, which, as we said, has now opened this week. He says the portal process provides a clear overview of the need for specialised placements and enables the sanctioning of special classes across Donegal into the future. And there is a link to that portal on our website, highlandradio.com. Small and medium-sized retailers are disputing Return's claim that the deposit return scheme is cost-neutral for businesses. The Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association says many shops are struggling to absorb the cost of managing, maintaining and cleaning the machines. Retailers receive 2.2 cents per bottle or can returned and have been offered an additional €12,000 grant from Return for the first 3 years after getting a machine. Speaking to the Oireachtas Climate Committee, CSNA Vice President Flora Crowe shared the breakdown of costs at her business in Six Mile Bridge.
I'm only doing 220,000 and I think my handling fees for the last 12 months were just shy of 5,000. My leasing alone on that machine, and that's just for the machine, was coming in at 3,600. I have to pay Wi-Fi, I have to pay wages. We reckon that's an hour and a half a day. So even if I take into account the grants I received last year for 4,000, my operating costs were over 13,000. I'm making a loss of 4,500 a year.
Well, Kieran Foley, the CEO of Return, says the compensation and grants came about after a thorough review, and shops, he says, are free to make an appeal if funding remains an issue for them.
We had all of the retailers in Ireland in a room to talk about what are the costs. We asked them to give us their data. We carried out a fully independent review by DRSI International, who are steeped in experience in this field. We had it authenticated by EY, and the outcome was that it was fair and it was transparent. We work very, very closely with all of the retailers, including CSNA. We've put an appeals process in.
The government has confirmed it will not back a Sinn Féin bill set to begin planning for Irish unity. During a sitting of the Dáil, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the plans would do little to achieve its objective and commit to an approach which has failed repeatedly for the past 100 years. He added the Sinn Féin plan would distract from urgent work which needs to happen before any constructive conversation can happen on the Constitution. Well, Donegal TD Patrick McLaughlin hit out at this response and urged the Taoiseach to begin planning.
Taoiseach, in 1885, Charles Stuart Parnell said, "No man has a right to fix the boundary of the march of a nation. No man has a right to say to his country, thus far shalt thou go and no further." That's where you're at right now, and that's where you've been for a number of years. I thought of Hume Adams, the Accord in 1993 earlier, where the leaders of nationalism and republicanism in the North united together in talks and made a series of statements. The then Fianna Fáil leader, Albert Reynolds, responded with positivity, embraced that and moved forward. Bertie Ahern did the same. I'm sorry to say, Micheál Martin, you are no Albert Reynolds and no Bertie Ahern. Nationalism is united on this issue. We're asking responsible preparation, a green paper, a citizens' assembly. Make the plan, make the case. You say that you're an Irish Republican, you say that you're a United Irelander, then make the case. Have a plan. That's what nationalism, the SDLP at a conference in recent days, Sinn Féin. This is not about one political party. This is about all the voices of nationalism and United Irelanders saying together, you must have a plan. So Micheál Martin, I ask you to reflect on the words of Charles Stuart Parnell. I ask you to think about what he said all these years ago, because you are that man right now and it needs to change. And if not, you won't be here next year. Your party will remove you and we will come back and this will be passed in due course.
And that was Deputy Patrick McLaughlin there. A man accused of a knife attack which sparked riots in Belfast last month appeared in court for a second time today. 30-year-old Hadi Al-Adid, with an address at Duncairn Avenue, is charged with the attempted murder of Stephen Ogilvie. It comes as the PSNI say it's now believed the accused may be from Chad rather than Sudan. Emily Keegan was in court.
Hadi Al-Adid also faces charges of possession of a knife in a public place and threatening or abusive behaviour. He appeared before Laganside Magistrates Court this morning via video link with the aid of an Arabic interpreter in court. The prosecution told the court outstanding evidence in the case has been requested and the directing officer hopes a plea date can be fixed in 4 weeks. The accused was informed the case will be going to the Crown Court and was remanded in custody to the 5th of August in the hopes a day can then be fixed for that process to happen. Judge Anne Marshall advised Mr Al-Adid he's facing some serious charges and should consider legal representation. The accused made no reply. Emily Keegan in Belfast.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. home to a full range of Gaelic gloves designed for comfort, grip and performance. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
12 minutes to 6. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with tennis. Arthur Ferry's dream Wimbledon is continuing as the British wildcard has taken a 2-0 lead over ninth seed Flavio Caboli in their quarterfinal this evening. Ferry took the first set 6-4 and edged a tiebreaker to win the second. In the other men's last eight tie, French Open champion Alexander Zverev also leads sixth seed Taylor Fritz by 2-0. And in the women's draw, Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk has reached the semis for the first time in her career. Kostyuk beat Jasmine Paolini in straight sets earlier. She'll play Czech ninth seed Linda Noskova in the last four after Noskova defeated Elise Mertens 6-3, 7-6 this afternoon. Moving on to soccer, Dublin MEP Aidan O'Riordan has told journalists in Strasbourg he wants the FAI to boycott the upcoming Nations League games against Israel. Up to 138 delegates will vote on a motion put forward by the association at an EGM at the Aviva Stadium this evening. The motion will ask members to endorse the association in fulfilling the autumn games. O'Riordan stated his belief that by not playing the games, it would give more self-confidence to the other football associations to not fulfil fixtures against Israel. Well, Derry City have taken a step closer to becoming the owners of the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. The stadium is currently owned by Derry City and Strabane District Council, with the club having a licence to use the stadium facilities. On Tuesday, councillors agreed in principle to sell the stadium to Derry City Football Club. And on the eve of their Europa League Round 1 qualifier with CSK Sofia in Bulgaria, Derry City have announced that Dutch midfielder Nick Twisk has joined the club on a permanent contract. The 23-year-old has represented the Netherlands at underage level and was a product of AZ Alkmaar's renowned academy and captained their under 23 side this season. Switzerland secured their first ever FIFA World Cup shootout victory last night, winning 4-3 on penalties against Colombia. Their last 16 tie ended goalless and they haven't reached the quarterfinals since hosting the tournament way back in 1954. Former Manchester City defender Manuel Akanji says all their effort has been rewarded.
It means we worked really hard over the last 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know. We gave a lot into that, and I think the hard work got paid off. But we're not done yet. We try to give our all in the next round, and hopefully we can advance to the semi-final.
Switzerland play Argentina after their 3-2 comeback win over Egypt. Egyptian FA President Abu Riba has called for an investigation after last night's defeat. He wants a probe into the entire team of referees and video technology referees that worked on the match. The Egyptian FA believe blatant errors were made and footage in favour of the Egyptian national team was not reviewed. Ruben Amorim has apologised to Manchester United fans after speaking about his tenure at the club for the first time since his Old Trafford exit. The Portuguese coach, who is the new manager of AC Milan, led United to their worst ever Premier League finish of 15th and a Europa League final defeat. Amorim was sacked in January and says he could have done things a lot better.
I learned a lot and I did some mistakes and I didn't have the opportunity, and I'm sorry for that. I didn't have the opportunity to say something to the Manchester United fans at the moment, and I'm really proud to be their coach for a year.
In Gaelic games, the draw for the O'Reilly Sports Donegal LGFA Adult Championship takes place this evening. The draw for the Senior, Intermediate, Junior A and Junior B Championships take place in Ballybuffet from 8 o'clock. In athletics, Rashida Adeleke has withdrawn from Friday's Monaco Diamond League meet. The Dubliner was scheduled to compete in the women's 400 metres but is no longer listed among the entries. Adeleke made a return from injury to competitive action at the Prefontaine Classic meeting in Oregon last week. She finished ninth, clocking a time of 52.26, over 3 seconds outside her personal best. Finally, it's a busy night for Irish athletics at tonight's Cork City Sports Meet. Banton native Nicola Toothill will take on reigning Olympic and world champion Cameron Rogers in the women's hammer throw. Sophie Becker is in 200 metres action, with Cahill Doyle contesting in the men's 800 metres. In the women's race, Sophie O'Sullivan, Laura Robertson and Emma Moore are part of a stacked field. That's all from the Sports Desk for today. Your next sporting update here on Highland will be during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Dunno.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. New figures from the Injuries Resolution Board shows the number of personal injury claims is now 35% lower than before the COVID pandemic. The board says its work has resulted in €88 million in savings for the state in legal costs, with more claims being accepted through its process. It also highlights increasing efficiency, with mediation achieving an agreement rate of 54%, while personal injury claims are being resolved in an average of 3 months. The CEO of the Injuries Resolution Board is Rosalind Carroll.
Mediation is a hugely beneficial service, and it's not just the time. Like, the time is a huge element, but it's also the fact that it gives voice to people. So if you imagine you've been dealing with an insurance company and then you're coming to us, you it's often always about the paperwork and getting your medicals done. This allows people to say whether the respondent, that's the person answering to the claim, or the claimant, the person that's been injured, what they're looking for in terms of resolution. And, you know, remember, we deal with claims that are motor liability, public liability and employer liability. And sometimes people want to kind of say, well, actually, you know, let's say an employer liability claim, it's not just about the level of award. It might be about the type of injury.
And a bill to ban single-use vapes will be brought before the president to be signed into law later. It means flavoured vapes will be banned and vapes will be limited to tobacco options only. The sale of nicotine consumption products like snus pouches will also be prohibited to under-18s. Junior Health Minister Jennifer Mernon O'Connor says it'll come into effect within a number of months.
This is really positive because single-use vapes were very much targeted at our young people. So it is gone now to be signed off by the president. So there will be a six-month lead-in. So then the health enforcement will step in. We have new health enforcement officers got for this, and this will start hopefully in the next few months.
Dry this evening and tonight with clear spells. Mist and fog will develop overnight. Mild and humid with temperatures not falling below 12 to 16 degrees Celsius. Light southwest or variable breezes. It'll be cloudy to start tomorrow with patches of mist, drizzle and fog in a light southwesterly breeze. Cloud lingering in some places, though some warm sunshine will get through. Highs of 21 to 26 degrees across best values where the sunshine persists, particularly further east, all in a light southwest breeze. Looking at the closing headlines on this Wednesday evening, the Road Safety Authority says Donegal is one of the counties with the highest number of road fatalities in the country so far this year. Donegal, Dublin, Cork and Louth. 93 people, killed on the roads across the country so far this year. Donegal TD Piers Doherty has again called for increases in excise duties on fuel to be frozen until at least October in light of comments today from US President Donald Trump, who declared the ceasefire with Iran over. Deputy Doherty said oil prices are now starting to increase again, and if the government doesn't keep the fuel concessions that it introduced earlier this year, then we'll see the price of diesel increase by 32 cent and petrol by 27 cent by the time we get into the autumn. And there were year-on-year falls in the numbers signing on the live register in all but two of Donegal's social welfare offices in June. The total number of people on the register in the county fell by 3% to 7,405. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all the day's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 8th of July. The death has taken place of Neil Shields, Fanavolti Fanad, reposing at his late residence with Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Fanavolti, on Friday morning at 11, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Tammany Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The Requiem Mass will be recorded and available to view on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page on Friday afternoon. The death has taken place of Sheila McNally, Darcy, Ballandrate, Bunbeg. Her remains are reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, until Rosary at 8 o'clock this evening. Removal to the family home after the Rosary to repose overnight. House private to family only, please. The funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 11 in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has taken place of Jim Harley, 1 Millmount Park, Strabane, formerly of Rossville Street, Derry, and Marlborough Avenue, Derry. Reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Derry City Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.